What you're about to listen to is a series of conversations with groups of 14 to 16-year-old girls who live in a residential unit. The girls were approached by Resolve to provide the perspective of young people on the often overlooked issue of volatile substance abuse. The girls were all happy to discuss their experiences.
You were saying you've sniffed some products. What's it like?
Weird. Makes you feel funny. You can't explain it really.
Did you know it was dangerous?
Aye. You can die if you do it.
But you still do it?
Mm-hmm.
What about how you did it or where you did it? Was it alone?
I've not done it alone. I only did it with other people.
And do you think they knew it was dangerous?
Aye.
Have you sniffed anything?
I sniffed never anything. I buzzed gas.
And what was it like?
It's like being a spaceman. I'm not a spaceman, but when people are up in space and you see them walking about like that, that's what you think it's like.
And you hallucinate.
You hallucinate.
You hallucinate?
You can hallucinate.
You think you're stuck to the walls. You do.
And your voice goes funny.
And when you buzz it, you get like hot flush inside your heart and that like goes all hot.
Aye, it goes all hot through your body, and then
you just feels dead.
Aye.
And your tongue feels all fuzzy, and your lips are like, think it's gonna swell up.
Aye, it tastes horrible as well.
And how long does that last?
About 5 minutes or something.
No, it doesn't last. No. It only lasts for a couple of minutes, but
if you keep
doing it, then it'll last longer.
And then you just feel a little weird.
Aye, but it's scary sometimes. It's scary sometimes.
Sometimes it hurts your eyes. Doesn't it, your eye?
Do your eyes become runny, red?
Aye,
they go red. No, niffy. They sting you.
Have you ever sniffed anything?
Get a bit of buzz gas and sniffed newborns.
What was it like for you?
Scary. I didn't like it.
Did you only do it once then?
No, I've done it lots of times, but I'm done it for ages.
Okay. Where do you get products to use?
In my house and that.
In the house?
Aye.
Where did you get stuff to use, the nail varnish and gas? Where did you get it?
Shop.
That you buy, that you bought yourself?
No, I get people to go in for me.
No, for nail varnish, though.
No, nail varnish for gas. I buy nail varnish myself.
So you get people to go in to buy you gas?
Aye.
Just strangers?
Aye. Homeless guys.
And they'll do that for you?
Aye. They do anything.
Did you? Is anything for the fag?
Have you stopped using any products?
I still do it, but I don't need. It's no something that you just, I don't know. I don't do it all the time. It's just sometimes you just think, oh well, I'm bored, so you just got away and do it. Something that you do if you're bored. Well.
So it's a reason for doing it is because you're bored?
Sometimes I just want to do it because it's good.
Or you do it if you're upset or that and you want to die or something.
Aye.
So you can just, your heart freezes.
Do you mean by that if you want to die because you know it's so dangerous? Is that what you mean?
Aye.
So you're...
Aye, because you got a bad phone call and you're really upset and your dad can have to handle it. Go shopping, buy a tin of gas.
And what you're hoping for with that tin of gas is what?
To die.
Is that something you would agree with?
Aye, well, sometimes, no, but sometimes that's why people sometimes get it for that, because they just didn't care about death, because their life's so just... I just do it anyway then and...
Sometimes you just need to get a buzz.
Aye.
To make you feel happier.
Yeah.
And so you get a good feeling inside you.
Even though it only lasts a few minutes, it's
but
worth
it. If you keep on doing it, it lasts longer and longer if you just keep on doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it.
So how long have you done it? How many cans or bottles of nail varnish at a time? How many? Do you remember?
Most of the time I took is two.
Two. Okay. How long did it take to use that two?
About ages, man. Hours and hours and hours, man.
Most of them.
One of them lasted about my first one lasted about 10 hours. Because I wasn't doing like pure all the time, I'd like stop and do something and then go back.
And what was the effects of doing it as much as that?
Nothing, you just get me a buzz.
Hallucinations?
Aye.
Yeah. I'm not a person that's died of gas.
That's died? But that doesn't stop you?
No, because he was sitting buzzing gas beside the petrol station, he started running and then his heart froze.
And that doesn't worry you, that?
Mm-hmm. I've buzzed 1.5 tins.
Threatened, okay. Have you got anyone to talk to about this?
Loads of people.
And you get good advice about it?
You can speak to anybody.
And what do they say? What advice are you giving?
We've not spoke to them, though.
We didn't need to spoke, we didn't speak to anybody, so...
You know the dangers?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've got people in your back just hassling you for... Didn't do this, didn't do that, so you just didn't bother with it.
But maybe they don't understand why you're doing it.
I don't think we understand, though, why we're doing it.
Why do you think you're doing it?
For a laugh.
Just for the sake of it, because we know we're not allowed to.
So because you know you're not allowed to, that's why you do it?
Mm-hmm. Probably, and well, no, there's loads of reasons why.
What are some of them?
Some might do it because they're in here. Unhappy. And
dad
got go home or that.
Sorry, what was that about happy?
I said some people in here probably date as well because they're unhappy.
Because they're
unhappy. And they dad get any home leave and they're stuck in here 24/7.
Okay. Any other reasons you can think of?
Well, you shouldn't have buzzed gas because it's bad.
It'll kill you.
Even though you know that you do?
I know, but... me, I didn't care, but see other people a day. I wouldn't like to see other people doing it.
Right. As a carer, I've got nothing to live for anyway, so it doesn't bother me if I die or not.
Same. Hmm.
Are you saying if you saw other people?
I wouldn't. Yeah. I think see when you go by other people and they're sitting doing it, you're like, oh, what idiots, man. But you do it, but you just didn't care when you do it.
It's probably for the same reason as well.
No, but sometimes no, though. Sometimes they live at home and that.
I know,
if I saw my boss do that,
I
take it off them.
So some people that are at home, why do you think they do it?
Just to show off.
Or for attention, because they're not getting much attention at home, so attention out in the streets.
Anything else?
Family problems.
To look hard.
Lots of different reasons there.
Mm-hmm.
How is it different from other substances, sniffing or buzzing? Why?
Because it's more dangerous.
And that's an attraction?
No. It's just, it's the easiest thing to get.
Okay. It's like cheaper.
And easy to get. Do you mean to buy or is it
in your home?
To buy.
Okay, do you have to always buy it?
No, you can steal it.
You can. Steal out of the shops.
Is that quite easy?
Well, no, because mostly it's behind the counters, mostly. The gas lighters.
But there's other products too.
You can steal nail varnish or hairspray.
Yeah.
What about where you live? Are there products where you live? That are just there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Have you ever used them or do you always get whatever you're going to use outside?
Oh, yeah, I do anything and anybody who sees that gets just disrespectful, so...
What would you tell other young people who'd never tried
Don't start. Because it gets addictive, actually.
Okay.
It does get addictive.
Aye.
Because then you just think, I want more gas.
But it's just in your head, though.
And then you spend all your money on it.
But if you die, what you got to do then?